It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. So about 20 years ago, millions of people heard this voice for the very first time.
Good morning, day one. Walking to school. Leaving out your door. This is my dog, Ferocious. You know why he got that name if you hear him bark.
The boy in this recording is Lee Allen Jones. He was 13 at the time. It was 1993, and he lived in one of the most violent neighborhoods on Chicago's South Side. A local public radio station gave Lee Allen and a friend tape recorders to make a documentary about their lives. The music you're hearing, by the way, is part of that documentary. And it was called Ghetto Life 101.
I see the ghetto every day, walking to school.
And it was basically half an hour of this kid, Lee Allen.
My name's Lee Allen Jones, and I'm 13 years old.
And his friend, Lloyd.
This is Lloyd Newman, and I'm 14 years old.
Just walking through a normal week in their lives.
This is our story.
It was such a simple idea, and yet in 1993, this was totally new. First-person storytelling from two African-American teenagers.
We've been friends since first grade.
That's 7 years.
I was interested in the idea of people having the chance to be listened to and tell their stories.
Dave Isay was the producer behind Ghetto Life 101, but he actually doesn't appear in the documentary at all because Dave wanted Lee Allen and Lloyd to tell their own stories.
We're both in eighth grade. When I was 10, I seen my first automatic weapon, a Glock 9.
I seen all kinds of kind.
Now, today, a lot of public radio shows and podcasts are about listening to incredible stories from ordinary people. But Dave Isay was one of the very first to do this kind of work.
Part of what I was trying to do in these documentaries is that I always found that my voice, if I was there, it kind of pulled you out of this place. And what I was trying to do is have people go to a place where they felt like they were very connected to whoever was talking.
And that led to things that you would never hear in a traditional documentary. Things like the moment when Lee Allen interviews his mom and just asks her in this incredibly casual way.
Who is my father?
Your father is a fella named Toby Flipper. He's saying you, he know you exist. He's saying you when you was about 2, and I ain't seen him since.
What do you think happened to him?
He probably dead.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then there's also this moment when Lee Allen interviews his grandma, and she loved gospel music.
And of all the songs she knows, the one she loves the most is called One Day at a Time. Could you please sing that song for us?
Well, my voice all messed up.
Do it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Do you remember when you walked among men?
Listening to a recording like this is a way, in a sense, to learn something from someone born in a different time or a different place.
Lee Allen often says that everything he needs to know in life is contained in those recordings of his grandmother.
One day at a time.
She was hoarse, but she still can blow. Thank you.
You know, hearing a story from someone who you might have thought was very different than you on the radio, in the car, with your headphones on, and recognizing a little bit of yourself in that person has tremendous potential to build bridges of understanding between people and hopefully someday to move the needle on helping us recognize the power and grace and beauty in the stories we'll find all around us when we take the time to listen.
Our show today is all about that. All about listening and ideas about what we can learn when we listen to people and to places that are almost never heard. Listening as an act of generosity and also a path to discovery. Later in the show, the story of how Dave Isay created a project dedicated to this idea. You might have heard of it. It's called StoryCorps, which is now working to give people everywhere a new way to listen to each other.
Imagine For example, a national homework assignment where every high school student studying U.S. history across the country records an interview with an elder over Thanksgiving so that in one single weekend, an entire generation of American lives and experiences are captured.
Dave Isay's TED Talk and his plan to do that coming up. But right now, a kind of listening that is a little less terrestrial.